Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM Perspectives, and we are here again, praise the Lamb of God, live in the studio here on Word Thursday, and we bless God for this time that we share. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who would like to be a part of our live studio, that today is Word Thursday, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I advise you to call in at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, so that you can be a part of our live studio on this prophetic word day. It is a blessing to be here. Praise God. I've had an awesome morning with my baby. Gabby's been here with me, praying with us, praise the Lamb of God, and doing what Gabby and I does. What a unique relationship between a father and a seven-year-old little girl. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. She's sweet, I know, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, if we ever praise the Lamb of God, needed to go in prayer for our world and our nation. Anybody will tell you, I'm sure, that is right now, praise the Lamb of God. Our nation is in a wreck. Our laws are one-sided. They defend criminals more than they do, praise the Lamb of God, the righteous and those who are on the right side of the law. That they cover people. We really, really need to pray. There is a division in our nation right now that could erupt into something, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't want to see. So I'm saying to you all, let's enter into prayer. Let's enter into intercession for our nation, for our government. Oh, my God. It's many of us, and I know it's not just myself, have had visions and dreams of fighting in the street. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of people walking down the street with bats and chains and things of this nature, one side coming against another side. We have had dreams and visions of people, and they're even making movies now about the White House even being under siege and what have you. And this is not far-fetched. I want you to know that the people, praise the Lamb of God, in other countries are overthrowing government. And if America does not be careful in its way with people and what they're doing with money before they enslave us, and I'm not talking about just African Americans, I'm talking about people in general, enslave us to poverty while they be rich, there will be an overthrow, because the people here, praise the Lamb of God, are not accustomed to poverty. And it is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, something to reckon with if the people get in their mind that this government is no good no more and we don't want it and we want to be our own government. That will be, praise the Lamb of God, an issue. So let us pray. Let us pray. Praise the Lamb of God. I disagree with one of the men who said that if you live in Florida, you should pick up a brick and start heading towards the courthouse where Trayvon was tried at. I don't think that's the right thing to do. Praise the Lamb of God. God is has asked us, praise the Lamb of God, to be nonviolent. Unless, praise the Lamb of God, he gives us instruction to be violent. When God told Moses and Joshua and others to go in and fight and I would be with you, they won every battle. But God does not just allow us to go and fight battles that's in our heart to fight because we feel something is wrong. We must consult the King, praise the Lamb of God of Kings, and get directions from him, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you this, people of God, I'm going to keep trusting Jesus. I'm going to keep trusting in God, and I'm going to keep listening to him because his ways are right, praise the Lamb of God. And I believe in my sanctified spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that there are many of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that feel in your spirit and that discern the Spirit of God that the Lord is sitting, praise the Lamb of God, watching the affairs of men. And he is involved, praise the Lamb of God, but at the same time, he's observing, praise God. I put on the page this morning, Lord, it's time for you to work. For they have said in their hearts and their minds and have spoken with their mouth that there is no God, that you don't see, that you don't hear, and that you don't care. Praise the Lamb. But they're in for a rude awakening. Praise the Lamb of God. Because our God is a God that cares for his people. Our God is a God that loves his children. Our God is a God, praise the Lamb of God, that's compassionate. And our God is a God of the oppressed. Let no man deceive you, praise the Lamb of God. When people are oppressed, when injustice is done. Our God is a God of the oppressed, and he's such a God of the oppressed that God says in his word, if a heathen nation does not know me, and they're being oppressed, and they cry out to me, I will hear them, and I will come to deliver them. That's the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So if a heathen nation can cry out about oppression, and God will deliver, what will he do for his children? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That cries out to him. Hallelujah. Cry out unto me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And see what I deliver. Praise the Lamb of God. He's an awesome God. He's the awesome, awesome God. And I love and adore him today. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful, wonderful time we had yesterday right here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been receiving inboxes and all of that kind of thing. Praise the Lamb of God on Facebook of how powerful the show was, how moving it was. Praise the Lamb of God, how impactful it was. Hallelujah. Man, oh man, oh man, only a God can do a thing like that. I love just being in the place where God will have me to be doing his will. Hallelujah. Listening to his voice and responding to it. There's a smile on my face right now. Hallelujah. Because I know some of you are set up for the biggest blessings of your life. Praise the Lamb of God, and they are not far off. OMG, God said this is a quick word, praise the Lamb of God, when he spoke it yesterday. This is a quick word, praise the Lamb of God. And he told me, he said, son, as sure as I live, I will perform this word, praise the Lamb of God. And I am pleased, hallelujah, and excited to be in the place, hallelujah, to see the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, be added unto his people. Hallelujah. That his people may understand. Praise the Lamb. And come into the place. Hallelujah. Where they recognize that God loves them. Hallelujah. I love each and every one of you today. Praise God. And I thank you for calling in. Thank you for being here on the show with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Look at the numbers. Boy, that's lined up here, 818-313-225-864-502-224. Boy, it's numbers all the way down the page. Hallelujah, and we thanking and praise God for those that's calling in. Maybe you didn't hear the number and you're listening by internet and you want to call in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's area code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. Some of you, praise the Lamb of God, a word came forth for you yesterday, praise God, and you weren't even on the show. Hallelujah. So you need to listen to the archives, praise the Lamb of God, or find the posting that Imaginees posted, all of the prophecies, praise the Lamb, on the page yesterday. Hallelujah. Those who were not on the show to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you receive the word, hallelujah, that the Lord shared with you on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. God is awesome that he can speak to us, even, praise the Lamb of God, when we're not in the presence of one another through each other. God is awesome, praise the Lamb of God, in all of his ways, hallelujah, towards his people. And we should be shouting and rejoicing that our God come. Do you all know, praise the Lamb of God, that that was a day, that that was a time when there was no prophetic word? Do you all recognize that, praise the Lamb of God, that prophets were rare? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, that prophetess were rare. Do you know that? There was a day, praise the Lamb of God, and a season that the church even went through. Praise God, that prophets and prophetess was unheard of. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But look at God today pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. And even our sons and daughters are prophesying. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And we should take pride in that. Praise God. Amos, the second chapter, praise the Lamb of God, around the 10th verse, holds something powerful for us. Matter of fact, I ministered on this last Sunday night ordination of elders there in New Mount Moriah in Pontiac, where Bishop Murphy is the pastor. And praise the Lamb of God, I talked to them, hallelujah, about when you neglect the gift, praise the Lamb, when you neglect and when you reject the gift, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something, praise God, things don't look very favorable. We must be careful, as God has given us children who are to be raised as Nazarites, not to be exposed to the things that the children of the wicked, praise the Lamb of God, are exposed to. And many times we're the blame that they're exposed to it. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic gifting, that we don't shut that gift down, praise the Lamb of God, and by saying, don't prophesy, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We must be very, very careful in this season of outpouring. You read Amos, praise the Lamb of God, you'll see God said, because you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, I gave you children, praise the Lamb of God, sons as Nazarites. You read it, praise God. And he says, praise the Lamb of God, and you gave them wine to drink. In other words, you intoxicated them, praise the Lamb of God. You intoxicated them to the extent and desecrated them that they could not walk in the anointing that I placed on them from birth. I hope somebody hear this word today. Praise the Lamb of God. I gave them a birth anointing as Nazarites, hallelujah, to be raised up to me, and you desecrated them. This is what he's telling the children of Israel. You read it. Praise God. And then I gave you prophets, and you said to them, don't prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God. You didn't want to hear them. You did not want to hear them. You didn't nurture, praise the Lamb of God, the gift that was in them. You didn't nurture the anointing on their lives. You didn't take them to the place of development. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And because of this, God says, I shall be upon you as a loaded cart of sheaves. He said, that's how I'm going to be on you. Because you rejected, praise the Lamb of God, the gift. Hallelujah. Make sure, people of God, hallelujah, that you do not despise prophecy in this season. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, when God speaks to you, that you cherish the words God speaks. Hallelujah. Whether it's through his Logos word, whether it's through a spoken word directly to you, and whether it's a revelatory word through vision and dream. No, God don't have to speak to you. Hallelujah. He could go next door. He could go around the corner, praise the Lamb of God, or he could shut heaven up that there be a famine of his word, praise the Lamb of God. And brothers and sisters, that's a dangerous place to be in. 773 area code, who I got here?
God bless you, Apostle.
Uh-oh, y'all, that sounds like my brother. That sounds like the one and only Prophet Dal Saunders. How you doing today, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Hallelujah. Well, that's the wonderful way to be. Did you get some rest? The last time you text me, you were so tired, you were seeing triple.
Yes, sir. I had to get me some rest, Apostle, you know, because, you know, I was in that 3-day revival, and, oh, my God, we didn't get out of church. We started at 7, we didn't get out of church to about 11:15.
Man, you know, that's been happening to me, too, man. My hour of power has been turning into 3 and 4 hours of power. Praise the Lamb. And it's none manufactured, basically it has just been the glory of God and the presence of God on the saints. Not me touching them, no laying hands on them or anything. And God has just been moving in the place just like that. So I give God praise. If I have to spend the night there under that kind of anointing, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in house to the house of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell Sanders out of Chicago is with us. Praise God. And, of course, he will be a part of the prophetic presbytery today, whereas that praise the Lamb of God, we're going to open the lines, hallelujah, very shortly, and there will be a prophetic flow. Praise the Lamb of God coming to you, you, and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, something keeps rattling in me that there is a testimony on the line. Does anyone have a testimony, praise report? If you got it, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to hear what God has done for you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's always befitting, people of God, no matter what a theme is, for somebody to come forth and talk about the goodness of the Lord and what God has done for them in this season. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Is my other people here? Is who the name did I call yesterday? Bertha. Bertha Pruitt. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I did call Madanice yesterday. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord for this this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to go to prayer now. We want to saturate the floor. Hallelujah. And get the show into the place where it needs to be as it relates to the prophetic move. Hallelujah. It's early on, people of God. You ought to shake a tree. You ought to call a neighbor. You ought to call a friend and say, girl, boy, let me tell you, you ought to get on that line. Praise the Lamb of God, for the Lord of God is here with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And it's going to be on. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You know what, people of God, let me tell you something. A lot of people have their own appraisals of me. A lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, guesstimate and summarize and all of that, praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you really what my problem is. I've fallen so deep in love with Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that even while I was praying this morning, or even right before I came on the show, hallelujah, in my prayer I told the Lord, hallelujah, this is not my show, it's yours. All I want to do is see you glorified. All I want, that's all I want, people of God. Prophet Darrell, that's all I want, praise the Lamb of God, is to see God glorified. I want to see God's people enriched. I want to see them enlightened. I want to see their prophetic giftings, praise the Lamb of God, move to the next level. Hallelujah, because I know our God is able to do anything. Do we have a volunteer today, someone who will lead us in prayer today, praise the Lamb of God? Let me say this while that person is meditating, should they pray, praise the Lamb of God. Let me say this, intercessors, I'm talking to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I want to say this to you, praise God, on this Friday, the show, Prophet Darrell, I want you to hear because you need to talk about this with me if you can on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to talk about the black man issue, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to have strategic prayers on here and on the page and on, praise the Lamb of God, our prayer call on Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God, that's geared and I'm to what I have called, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lamb of God, I call it the Cain, praise the Lamb of God, the Cain experience. We want to pray against that, the spirit of Cain, praise the Lamb of God, praying against the spirit of Cain, because Cain slew his brother and hit him. We're tired of all of this a crime. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to talk about this. We're going to pray about this. Hallelujah. Warring against Cain. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what we're entitled to. Warring against Cain. Hallelujah. Brother to on brother crime, black on black crime, whatever kind of crime that is taking place. Hundreds killed. Praise the Lamb of God, in a week, in a weekend, over in Chicago and other places, I experienced high volumes of death, and we're going to deal with it on tomorrow right here on the show. And women, ladies, we need you here, praise the Lamb of God, to help talk about this and to help us pray, praise the Lamb of God, on our intercessory day tomorrow, hallelujah, through this spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that is attaching itself to so many of our youngsters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have some other issues. Hallelujah. But death is a final, praise the Lamb of God, state before the judgment. Hallelujah. And I don't care how you pray for somebody after they die, their sins cannot be removed. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You can't pray nobody's sins off of them after they die. So we need to do it while the blood is still warm in their vein, praise the Lamb of God, and pray for their salvation and their deliverance, praise the God. Hallelujah. I believe in the works of prayer, Prophet Darrell. I believe that there's nothing that my God cannot do. I really do. Hallelujah. I believe that God can do it. With our help, with us inviting him into the situation and the circumstances, my God and my God, my God, we want to cover the men in your family as well as the men in my family. I want to cover my sons. Hallelujah. Surely I do. I want them all covered under the blood, praise the Lamb of God, as we war against the spirit of Cain. Cain killed Abel and hid his brother in the sand, in the dirt, praise the Lamb of God. And when the Lord showed up, he asked him, "Where is your brother?" His response was, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord's reply to him was, "Not you are or you're not." He said, "Your brother's blood is crying unto me from the earth." Is speaking unto me, crying unto me from the earth. People of God, the life of the flesh, according to, I believe, Leviticus 17, praise the Lamb of God, 17, 18, right in there, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And only God can hear blood speak. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. When blood speaks, what a message. When blood speaks, what a message. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, what you got to say about that for tomorrow?
Man, that's a hot topic. And you know, I'm glad you talked about that, because I was just talking to someone about how Cain slew Abel. And, you know, and it's just sad. And I was thinking about, you know, that Trayvon Martin situation and everything when you was talking about that, you know, how he was able to do that young man and be free. It's not the point of him being a black man. It's the point is he's a young man.
My God, my God. That's right. You're right, man. And he was and these guys are dying that young. Young as Trayvon, some even younger. Man, and they don't even, they can't, really, when it comes down to life, they can't even spell life. They don't even know what life is. I've never experienced life. Never the joy of having a son or a daughter. Never feeling what it feels like to be a proud father, to raise a child. Never the feeling of graduating, coming across the stage and receiving your diploma and pursuing excellence and pursuing prosperity. never experiencing owning your own car, that first car. My God in heaven. Never experiencing stuff like that.
Can I leave us in prayer today?
Man, you can do it. You can do it. And you can do it right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to get something for you here. Let us just start praising and worshiping God today, people of God. Prophet Daryl has volunteered, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to lead us in prayer. And we're going to go right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, prophet.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
We thank you, O God, for another day, O God. We just ask you, O Father God, to forgive us of our sins, O God. Forgive us for sins of commission and omission, O God. And God, we just ask you to look and have mercy on today, O God. In the name of Jesus. God, we come to know that, God, we have not kept your commandments like we have should, O God. We have not obeyed you like we should, O God. But God, we ask you to forgive us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we come to to lift our brothers and our sisters up before you, Lord God, and lift our parents up before you, O God. God, we ask you to even forgive them, O God. Forgive them, O God, for their sins, O God, for they have turned away from you, O God. But God, we ask you to extend your hand of grace and mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, we just ask you, O God, to look upon us, O God. Look and have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to just have your way, O God. Have your way in the mighty way on today, O God. Bless Apostle and his children, O God. Bless his family, O God. In the name of Jesus. Bless the intercessors, O God. In the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to just look on Trayvon Martin's family, O God. We ask you to touch the mother, touch the father, touch the siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to just send your anointing, send your minister angels, O God, to watch over us, O God, in this season and in this hour, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, we just want to come and say we are sorry, O God, for not obeying your commandments, for not keeping your statutes and your laws, O God. God, we just ask you to have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you can, O God. We know you're able, O God, to do it.
Amen, of God. Amen, of God.
Think, O God. God, we just ask you to let your Shekinah glory rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come to know that we are wrapped up in sinful flesh, O God. But God, we ask you to have mercy upon us, O God. God, we don't know the way, but God, we will know the way if you will show us the way, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, because you declared in your word, if my people were to call by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. God, we need a healing on today, O God. We need a healing in our mind, O God. We need a healing in our spirits, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. God, move by your power, O God. Demonstrate your power in this season, O God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, we keep going. About you, oh God, but God, let your Shekinah glory be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind the works of Satan on every hand, in the name of Jesus. We curse the hands of Satan right now, that on our young people, oh God, that's slaying each other, oh God, like pigs laid to the slaughter. And God, we know you're able, oh God. Hallelujah. God, move by your power. Look on our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to make right decisions, oh God, for your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We got some leaders that got a Pharaoh spirit, oh God. But God, we need some that got the spirit of Moses. We need some that got the spirit of David. God, do it for your glory, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Have your way, O God. In the name of somebody about sheep, you're the Messiah. In the name of Jesus, O God. We got at you, O God, to just have your way in this season and in this hour, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Resurrect your people, O God. In this season, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we continue in prayer, Father, today, and we ask you, Father, to look on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we prepare, Father, for this prophetic flow, we rebuke all the powers of darkness, every false word. Hallelujah. Every spirit that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. We curse it to the root now, Father. Hallelujah. Every warlock spirit, every witch spirit, every Jezebel spirit, anything that would come to hinder your flow. Hallelujah. We raise the standard of your blood. We raise the standard of your blood, Father. Hallelujah. Cover us under the shadow of your wings. Open your people's hearts and minds. Hallelujah. And let your glory permeate, hallelujah, this show. Allow your glory, Father, to be in every home, every car, office, no matter where your people are, that as your word come forth, Father, hallelujah, they may know that they know that they know that God has spoken to them. Let your spirit, Father, be as fire in our bellies, bubbling up, causing us to flow in you. Bless now, hallelujah, those that will participate today. You are our God, our King, our Lord, and our Master. You are our Savior, and we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And amen. My God, thank you, Prophet Daryl, today. Hallelujah. Somebody lift those hands. Somebody lift those hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord to fill you up. Fill you up with his word. Fill you with his love. Fill you, hallelujah, with his spirit. For the Lord, hallelujah, is that spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, God is awesome in this day. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Man of God, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for praying for us and with us today. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. I want to say a couple of things, praise God, and those of you, birthday, if you're here, get ready, praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to be long talking, and I'm going to enter, praise the Lamb of God, Imagineers, I'm going to enter into just a few minutes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to get our minds and hearts set on the prophetic word so that, praise the Lamb of God, we can be the recipients of God's blessings today. Number one, people of God, I just want to say this to you, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, the gift of prophecy in this season is so abundant, praise the Lamb of God, and so necessary in the body of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The gift of prophecy, hallelujah, is given to the believers in the body of Christ for the edifying of the body, praise God, to build up the body, to build up, to encourage, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the saints, to strengthen the saints, praise the Lord. That's what the gift, I'm not talking about the office of the prophet or prophetess. I'm talking about the gift of prophecy, which is, praise the Lamb of God, centered out of, praise the Lamb of God, the mantle of Jesus Christ, given by the Holy Spirit. And this gift, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is to really be utilized. Its first place is in the house of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yeah. We must move in a submissive, praise the Lamb of God, spirit, and walk in that submissive spirit so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, not cause confusion and disturbance in the house, hallelujah. The proper thing to do is to send a message, hallelujah, or tell your pastor, whoever shepherds you, praise the Lamb of God, what God has spoken. And if he or she allows you to deliver it, you deliver it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, with all due respect, in an intelligent way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, without showmanship. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God, because you're not trying to make yourself a name. You're trying your best, praise the Lamb of God, to edify and glorify God. Hallelujah. That's number one. No acting. No demonstrating unless, praise the Lamb of God, God has told you to do something in that order. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to make ourselves a name, praise the Lamb of God. We try to make, you know, add some drama that God ain't gave us to add. Hallelujah. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want to say this to you quickly. Hallelujah. You want to bring yourself, praise the Lamb of God, into a place of study. Studying the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, is of utmost importance to you. So you want to study the Word of God, especially, praise the Lamb of God, the prophets. You want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you have a clear and concise understanding of their activities, praise the Lamb of God, their doings, and why they did what they did, praise God. Number three, you want to be one of the most praying, interceding, praise the Lamb of God, personalities, hallelujah, that the Spirit of the Lord might reveal to you the people in the church as well as the vision of the church, praise the Lamb of God, and the directives and things of that nature that go along with that he could really reveal to you if, in fact, you are in the right place and submitted to your leadership, praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to teach you all these things so that it will go well with you, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, that you will not be ousted, that you will not be castigated, that you will not be, praise the Lamb of God, set to the side as one that is rejected. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number four, your lifestyle got to add up with you representing God.
Wow.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, the witch died, fell over, broke her neck. Hallelujah. You must, praise the Lamb of God, have a lifestyle, hallelujah, of integrity. You must let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Truth must abide in your tongue. Hallelujah. And you are one that is going to have to step out of gossip and slandering. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't be gossiping and talking about people and stuff, then get up next Sunday talking about God gave you a word for them. Because if you get back to them, they're not going to want to hear you. Praise the Lamb of God. So you must keep your report good, as the scripture says, within and without. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't want to be a manipulator. You don't want to be a cheater. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm telling you, praise God. And God can use you, hallelujah, in a great way, but you must be mindful. The next thing you want to do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that your word will have impact. I'm talking to you today, and some of you are going to listen and some of you not. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. But the next thing you want to do is you want to make sure, praise God, that your fellowship is limited with those in the congregation. You don't want to always be up in their face on the telephone, this, that, or another. Those are the main ones that's not going to receive what you're going to say. You better listen to me through experience. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll never forget, Prophet Darrell, I was at Christian Love Church, church in Chicago, Illinois. Praise the Lamb of God on the west side when B.T. Smith, Benjamin Taylor Smith was the pastor. I believe my brother, a friend, Steve Nelson is there now. And when B.T. Smith was there, I used to run, you know, going out to dinner, going to the broadcasters. You know how we used to do that back in the day. We'll go out to Father Hayes, then we'll run over to Clay Evans, and, you know, then back to the west side to Mac McCullen and all that. We used to go to all of those broadcasters when Marvin Yancey was living, run the, you know, the fountain, you know, all that kind of stuff, man. And we would go to all these musicals and things of this nature on Sunday nights and stuff. Then we would go downtown on Rush Street to at Oak and Rush to the Oak Tree, stayed open, you know, all night, and we'd sit there and eat and laugh and talk and this, that, another, blah, blah, blah. So I accepted my calling, and I'm sitting in the pastor's study. I'm about to preach for him and what have you. And he told me, he said, son, I'm going to tell you something. You know those girls you call your sisters? I said, yeah. He said, and Clarence, who y'all run together? He said, I'm going to tell you something. The best thing you're going to ever do for them is to get away from them so they can respect the words that's coming out of your mouth. You're too common with them. And I took it, my heart hardened. I hardened my heart, man. I hardened my heart. I said, I stole them, yes, sir, and hardened my heart. But after I pondered it and meditated on it and prayed on it, I saw it clear. He right. You give people you clown with and have fun with a prophetic word, and sometimes they'll laugh while you're giving it to them. I know God ain't said that to me. That they will not take you serious. You don't have power and be impactful with people, praise the Lamb of God. You have to sometimes adjust your spoon, hallelujah, so you can feed them from a distance, be friends with them from a distance. Do they will not accept your word. You must understand that, people of God, hallelujah. And the next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, is that you must live up to the standard of the word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. A lot of prophetic people, intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and even some that enter into ministry, and Prophet Darrell, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be open in it and admit it. When we enter into ministry, we don't obey the word of God. Do you know there was a time I was preaching every other Sunday somewhere in Chicago and would not tithe to save my life?
Mm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Wow.
Hello, garbage can. Somebody shut the door so won't nobody run out of church here on this air. There was a day, praise the Lamb of God, that I was just that misled in myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. I thank God for opening my understanding that how am I going to bless you when you don't believe what you're preaching? And the only way you can say you believe it is because you practice it. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm giving you some tidbits, hallelujah, that will help you to enter into the place, praise the Lamb of God, where the spirit of the prophetic will be in your house and be upon you, praise the Lamb of God, as a gifting. The Bible says the gift is given to you, hallelujah, so that the body of Christ can be edified and that you can profit therewith. It's right there in the scripture. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's not talking about money. Praise the Lamb. But it can be a blessing to you in your gifting. Praise the Lamb of God. If, in fact, you follow the directives and what have you of the voice of the Lord. If you do what God tells you to do, God will bless you. Now, nobody can deny that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God will bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to do our best to walk worthy, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of our gifting. And that's what I'm saying to you all today. Walk worthy of your gifting so that, praise the Lamb of God, God can use you, hallelujah, as a person with receptivity that's responsible and accountable for carrying his word. Praise the Lamb of God and delivering his word. And he knows you're going to deliver his word the way he gave it to you. And then, number two, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm finished. I'm finished when I tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. You must fall in love with God. Just fall in love with him. Just go on and surrender your heart to him. Surrender your soul and your spirit to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And he will deposit into you more than you ever dreamt. Those of you with just the gift. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I have to say this, Prophet Darrell. Don't feel that, praise the Lamb of God, because you're not in the office of a prophet, that God has slighted you or you have a secondary gifting. Praise God. All of the gifts, I said this on Monday night, all of the gifts have the same value. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're valued equal in the eyes of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But they have less value by their usage. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And what they're needed for when it comes time to use them and how often you use them. And I gave the example, Prophet Darrell, if I gave you a gift, two gifts for Christmas, I gave you a hammer and I gave you a vacuum cleaner. Praise the Lamb of God. You would be happy that I gave you the gift. Well, look at this hammer he gave me. This is some kind of hammer. Praise, look at it. It was solid. Oh, boy, I can use that. And then you'll look at this Hoover vacuum cleaner I didn't gave you that can shampoo and do all of this. The one you're going to value is the one you use the most. The one you can get the most out of. Am I right, Prophet Darrell?
You're telling the truth, Apostle.
So the hammer has value, but it don't have as much value to you as does that vacuum cleaner. But there'll come a day that the hammer can do what the vacuum cleaner can't do.
That's right.
So that's how, praise the Lamb of God, the earthly value, if you would, are on the gifts. But they're all needed. They're all necessary to be in the house. So Paul says this to us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He receives the forecast of Moses when Moses says, I would that all God's people were prophets. And then he comes back and says, praise the Lamb of God, I would that you all speak in tongues, but I'd rather that you prophesy. Hallelujah. Because it's more of a blessing to the church than everybody just speaking in tongues. He said, unless there is an interpreter there who can interpret the tongue, and that means that the speaking becomes prophetic tongue.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I taught somebody something today. They ain't have to say amen to me or anything. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all right. Hallelujah. I just want to bless you with a word that will help you, praise the Lamb of God, in your gifting. Since you come on here for a prophetic word, I want you to know that God wants to bless you in a way. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to his word. In the last day, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. We are living in the last day. We are in the last day. So God's desire is to pour his spirit out on you, to pour his spirit out on your sons and daughters, that they may prophesy. Now, from the time I start talking about the Nazarite and the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, to the gift of prophecy, put them all together. And you got you a nice, solid little message here today, praise the Lamb of God, that will transcend time, that will go with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I am just excited about Jesus today. Hallelujah. I thank God for revelation, inspiration, and for giving me understanding and the wisdom of his word, that I might be a blessing to the people today. People of God, we're going into our prophetic mode right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, if you're going to participate, I need you to push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Maginice, if you're going to participate, I need you to put 1 on your dial. If not, hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bertha, how are you doing today?
I am blessed and highly favored, God. Pastor, how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, we got a good hour here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you, even if you got a word yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. God can speak to you every day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God can speak to you about something every day of the week. His limitation is your limitation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So just because you got a word yesterday does not mean you can't get a word today from the Lord. Praise God. Push 1 on your dial as I'm praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to push 1 on your dial. Those of you that's listening to me, praise God, I want you to know something today. I love you enough to pray the blessing of the gift on you. And that's what I'm about to pray now. Father in heaven, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We thank you for this time that we share. Hallelujah. I bless you for your word, Father, for it will never fail. I thank you for being a vessel of honor, that your word can be delivered to your people. I've given it to them in earnestness. I've given it to them freely. Hallelujah. So now, Father, someone wants your gifting. Someone wants the outpouring on their life, Father. So I pray now, hallelujah, that as my voice enter into their ears, that your spirit would be upon them, hallelujah, sanctifying them and granting them the gift of prophecy. It's time for you to work. It's time for you to work for your people. Eyes up in us now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, I speak as an apostle in the Lord's church. Hallelujah. I command the blessing to everyone that desires. Hallelujah. That he will visit you in dreams and visions. And that he would call you, praise the Lamb of God, in the night. That you would hear your name calling you into his presence. That revelation knowledge and discernment will accompany. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you might work the work of Jesus Christ in the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
You know what, Apostle?
Hallelujah.
I've been asking the Lord, even though I'm a prophet, but I don't have that gift to be able to interpret dreams. Because I had a dream on this week, and it really startled me because I didn't know what it mean, and I meant to call you to talk to you about the dream. It startled me, and I don't know what it means. So when I get after you get off the air, I'll call you and talk to you about it.
Okay. You know I'm here for you, man. Praise God. All of the time you give us, I would certainly do that for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Father in heaven, let our voice be as one voice in your presence now as we speak to your people. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, hallelujah. Those of you that would like to talk to us, push 1 on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God that we may speak into your life. Hallelujah. I'm not just going to open your mic, and I'm giving you opportunity now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if nobody want a word, then we will play music for the next, hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. I promised you this yesterday. I'm here for you. Praise the Lamb of God. We prayed about it, and we prepared ourselves for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can they hear my voice? Maybe you better tell them, Prophet Dale. I don't think they hear me.
Y'all better call in. God is speaking. Now I know this is someone on. I know it's a woman on here. Your son is going through a dilemma. You need to press 1 on your dial so the apostle and I can talk to you. It's a woman. Oh, my God. You need to press 1. Your son is going through. Matter of fact, I heard the Lord said, it's your son and your daughter.
My God, my God. Wait a minute. Somebody didn't press. Error code 314. Hello?
Hello,
can you? I can't hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you better now. Who's calling? Yeah.
Hi, this is Diane calling.
Hi, Diane. How you calling? Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
From St. Louis.
From St. Louis. Praise God. Bless you, Diane. Hallelujah. Are you responding to Prophet Daryl?
Yes, I am. About
all
the
right.
Son and your daughter.
Your son and your daughter. My God in heaven. Look at here, y'all. Praise. You better push 1 on your dial, people of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Talk to a prophet.
I don't know what it is that they're going through, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, if you would just stay in his faith for the next 3 days, he'll turn it around.
Hallelujah.
And he's real with the hands of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, do you have anything to speak?
I concur with what Dr. Sanders has said. You know, Diane, when you came on the phone, the Lord, he said, seek me the more. And he wants you to seek him the more in prayer. You have got to stand in the gap as a mother and intercede for your children. Don't intercede as a mother, but you got to stand in the gap and intercede for them as an intercessor. You have got to pray and fast to pull them out of the clutches of the enemy. And that's the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
And the Lord also says, praise the Lamb of God, that he's going to, sweetheart, praise God, give you, praise the Lamb of God, the money in order, praise the Lamb of God, to take care of all the things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that pertains to this, hallelujah, and more, says the Lord. He said he's going to give you that money, praise God. So make sure you obey the word, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophet that has been spoken, and the exhortation that, praise the Lamb of God, our daughter here has given you, Bertha Pruitt. But God says he's going to give you this money. Wait a minute, he's speaking some more. God said you will have the money by the end of the month. Praise the Lamb of God. By the end of this month, you will have that money. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
God bless you, sweetheart, and thank you for calling in. Praise God. You're welcome on our show at any time. Praise the Lamb of God. Join us on Facebook at Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, if you would. Be blessed today. Be blessed.
I was calling from work, and I wasn't going to push the line until the prophet of God mentioned the son and the daughter. And I am an intercessor. I pray every day, not just for my family, but for the nations. And I've been praying for international ministry and revival to break out and all over the United States. I had a dream I shared with my pastor on last Thursday. I was on the third floor, and I looked out of a window, and cars and houses around me were being flooded, were being overtaken by a flood. And people were anxious, and they were nervous, and I ran down to where they were, and I said, stop panicking. I said, let's pray. And as I prayed for the water to cease, I commanded the water to cease to stop overtaking the cars and the homes. The water stopped coming up, and the water just ceased. And I shared that with my pastor the other day. But it was just alongside with what you had shared, Apostle Shakespeare, about a disaster coming to St. Louis. And I've just been interceding on behalf of the people, on behalf of the United States, and on behalf of the Supreme Court justices, because things are just not going going well for America right now because of their disobedience.
Yes,
but I just wanted to share that.
Well, I bless you for that. That's confirmation to us, praise the Lamb of God, as well as revelation for many. And I just want you to know, daughter, that God is showing you something. Praise God. We really need you. I want you on my page. I want you to join our intercessory team. We have an intercessory team. Praise the Lamb. Pray for the nations. Praise the Lamb of God and all that. We'll be praying on tomorrow night on our prayer call, which you're welcome to come on also for for all this senseless death. Praise the Lamb of God of our young people, especially focusing really on our men. Praise the Lamb. We are losing a whole generation of young men, so we invite you on that too. Praise God.
Okay.
But God is doing something in this vision that you had. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the vision that you had, God showed you how much power he has put in your hands, how much favor that is on your life, that you could command the water. Praise the Lamb. And this is a powerful secret, people of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I wish my bell button was up. I ring it. This is a powerful secret that I'm about to share with you right now. And that is, hallelujah, a lot of us keep begging God to do what he has given you authority to do.
That's
command
right.
The blessing.
Amen.
Command the waters. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says, Jesus came up on the deck, he rebuked the wind and the waves.
That's right.
And said, peace be still.
Amen, amen.
He begging God to stop the storm when God be saying, I already gave you the authority over storms.
Yes.
And demons and situations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you, daughter, and thank you for calling. Thank you so much. You be blessed.
You all have a fantastic day.
What's your name again, Diane?
Diane Sharp.
Sharp?
Sharp like a knife, yes.
Okay, we'll be looking for you on the page. I'm looking for you to join.
Yes, sir. God bless you all.
She's on Facebook, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, be blessed. Boy, oh boy, what an intercessor. Prophet Dale, my God, thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to the next caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Area code 818-454. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's calling?
Hello, Prophet. My name is Manny King.
It's who, King?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Manny King.
Manny, how you doing today?
I'm doing as good as I probably can expect it. You know, I had a little drama, but, you know, God is good. I'm still walking around.
You out in California?
Yeah, I'm located in California. Southern
okay,
California.
Okay, yeah, I can tell by your area code here. Praise the Lord. How did you find our show?
Oh, I have a friend that called in frequently to your show. Her name is Albertine Bobo.
Okay, we know Bobo. Yeah, we know Albertine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're glad to have you on the show with us, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, you want to speak to him?
I just want to tell you, my brother, that the Lord said you're going through not for yourself, but you're going through for others. And see, the same way that Jacob hold on to the angel and threw his hip out of joint, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that's what it's going to take for you to make a turnaround, hallelujah, in this season for you. But he wants you to hold on to everything that's within you and don't let go. Because, see, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said you are a walking testimony, hallelujah. And he said, you are a testimony for this season and this hour here. And as you begin to tell your testimony here, things is going to begin to shed and break off for other people.
Yeah, you're right about that. I am a walking testimony because I have some testimony to pray for.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Bertha?
Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
God says, walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes your faith begins to waver and you begin to doubt the word of the Lord because it's not manifesting as fast as you want it to. But God says stop doubting because the work is already done. All you have to do is apply to faith. The word has been spoken, but it's not going to move until you apply the faith. Faith is an action word. You have got to hold on to the faith and let your faith work for you, says the Lord. That's the word of the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
The Lord says to you, praise the Lamb of God, that he desires to use you in a greater way. Praise God, hallelujah. There's a calling on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. That there's a calling on your life. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And he wants to use you in a greater way. Now, what are you saying?
No, I was going to tell the lady that was speaking to me the thing that she was talking about. You know, I do have some testimony to testify against that. And some of the things that she said, I do sometimes get impatient and wants to try to do the things by myself, for myself. And I guess I do lose the faith sight of, you know, holding on to the faith for God. But I know whenever I do just concentrate on the faith of him, the things does come to pass what I'm wishing for and hoping for, you know, in my life. So I guess I have to do, like she say, just hold on and stand fast with the faith that I have in him and everything that I have been told that will come to me will come. It's just that I'm the one that's being impatient.
All right. My God. Well, you be blessed, brother. Thank you for calling in today.
And thank you, Pastor, for giving me these blessings.
All right. Be blessed, man of God.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 708. Erico 708. Hey.
This is Reggie. Terrible.
Hey, Reggie. How you doing, Reggie?
I'm blessed.
Always good to hear your voice, Reggie. My goodness gracious, man. Boy, they telling me you're really working out over there. Boy, you're doing some good stuff. And I praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to be hearing from Valerie and they're going to need you to do some things to help us out with a couple of things. I'll talk to them earlier today. Praise God. I told them I was going to give them your information for that. I just want to tell you that since I have you here. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, you dearly beloved, we bless you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see what Prophet Dale is going to say to you today.
I heard the word of the Lord said to you, Brother Rick, that he's getting ready to make you more busy for him now. So in this season, now more than you ever been in your life. And not only that, but I hope the Spirit of the Lord that he's getting ready to put you on a plateau. Hallelujah. So where therefore you're going to see him in the raw. Where you're able to see him almost face to face. Hallelujah. But God said, this is your season. This is your hour for a breakthrough. You get ready to break through and break out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know what you got up before the Lord, but the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to work it out in your favor. He said he has been working behind the scenes on your behalf. Hallelujah. He said he has already dispatched legions of angels to go before you and to make easy and successful your way. And he told me to tell you that don't worry about what you see, but worry about what you can't see. Because Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. And God said he's getting ready to give you supernatural. Hallelujah. But he wants you to lay out before him. Hallelujah. For the next 12 days, you've got to lay out before the Lord. Before you do anything, before you even go take a bath, before you even shower, he wants you to get in his presence. Hallelujah. And he's going to begin to heal you internally to where, therefore, when you take two steps, you won't be out of wind. Ah, glory be to God. Because I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that the enemy had decided to sift you as we. Hallelujah. But he prayed for you that your
hallelujah.
Faith would not fail you not. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you that he has told death to get somewhere and shut out.
My goodness.
Hallelujah. He said, you will get in his presence before you will begin your day. Hallelujah. He said he will make easy and successful your way.
In the name of Yeshua, praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, is there anything you want to encourage your brother with?
Hi, Reggie.
Hey.
Love you, love you. God says to tell you this, Reggie, and that you know what he means when he speaks these words to you. God says he himself is making your crooked paths straight. And that's the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Reggie, I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to add years to your life so that you will know that what Prophet Daryl and Bertha is speaking to you is true. And now, I really want you to receive this word, man, because God spoke this to me while Prophet Daryl was prophesying. Hallelujah. I heard it when you first got on the phone, and then when Prophet Daryl started prophesying, the Lord says this to you: tell Reggie that I am going to bless him with a business. That's a part of that plateau he's going to set you on. Praise the Lamb of God. And that if he sanctified this business to bring glory to my name, that I am going to increase him. And I'm going to increase him to the extent that he is going to hire many employees, that you're going to employ a lot of people. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord to you from Papa Shake today. I love you, son.
I love you, too.
All right. Be blessed, man of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ah, Jesus. Let me see here. I think this is my granddaughter. Could be wrong. Error code 630.
Hello.
This is my granddaughter.
This is.
Nobody has a hello like hers.
I had to press 1 because Reggie was scared to press 1. So I told him if he pressed 1, I would press 1.
Well, praise God. So you just press 1 for Reggie's sake? So you don't want no word?
You can give me a word. I done pressed 1. I'm on
that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless you today. Bertha.
Yes, Prophet.
Do you have a word for your sister today?
Pastor Shaquan, the Lord says, when Elder White called in the other day and said you were at the emergency, the Lord spoke these words to me. Your sicknesses are not sicknesses. They are attacks. You're being attacked by the enemy. And God says that for you each day, as you pray for others, to pray for yourself and to anoint yourself and repeat the 23rd Psalm over you before you go to work, even leave out of your house. Because the men and women of God are under attack. You are under attack. And God says, anoint yourself and pray for yourself each day before you go out to face anybody. Go before him and cover yourself. And that's the word of the Lord.
Ooh, now, I'm going to jump on this, Prophet Daryl. Excuse me. Praise God. You mentioned this word, sanctified, because that's the last thing the Lord spoke to me was to tell you to sanctify yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you this, granddaughter. I'm going to tell you this, praise the Lamb of God, according to the voice of the Lord. God says that he is about to elevate you to the position of the pastorate, and it's coming faster than you think. God says, sanctify yourself.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me tell you something. It's your responsibility to get in the face of God and, as Prophet Dell would tell you, to lay there until God tell you what he wants you to remove from your life and your living, whether it be people, whether it be, hallelujah, you know, something in your house, whatever it is, praise the Lamb of God. You obey God.
Yes.
This, watch this now. This is a conditional elevation.
Hallelujah.
It's placed upon your sanctification, your mind, your heart, your spirit must come into one with your body and being sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Sanctified for God's holy use.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Now, I can't put it no plainer than that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl.
Woo, my God.
You and but the only thing I want to tell you, Pastor Shaquan, that the Lord said, he's setting you aside for his use. The reason why he's setting you aside are because he's going to allow you to go into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. And but see, God said he's reconstructing your body. Oh, he wants to read the 109 divisions of Psalms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you begin to read the 109 divisions of Psalms, you're going to begin to see everything that was hindering you. You're going to see everybody that was hindering you.
My God.
That's hindering your wealth. Hallelujah. That was hindering your spiritual walk with him.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
He said, I'm going to come and show you. I'm going to come show you the very one that was working against you.
Oh, God.
That you thought that was for you. know that the Spirit of God.
On my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, Prophet Daryl, you weren't on here yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. But while you were speaking, it was brought back to my mind. I spoke to you yesterday, too, right?
Yeah.
What, tell Prophet Daryl what I told you yesterday, what God said.
Prophet told me that in a few days, God said in a few days that I will come into a large sum of money, and that when I come into that, I must remember my granddaddy, and I must be obedient to the thing. There are things that he needs me to do, so I must sit before him and get the instructions.
Hallelujah. This is crucial to you in this hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, it ain't ironic that Prophet Daryl come back and say, God said he's ready to take you into your wealthy place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that your wealth has been held up. Your blessings have been held up. So you get in there and do what's necessary to be done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And Bertha kicked the field goal when she said, sanctify yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, some people can't do that. But God will not ask you to do what you cannot perform. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sanctify that tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. Make a with your eyes, your ears, and your tongue.
Yes. Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And you watch how powerful you become. You're a powerful girl, and you don't even know it. You're a very powerful woman. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We love you.
Yes, I love you all, too. Praise Jesus. Thank
Bless
you.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Another caller here. Hallelujah. People of God, you push one on your dial, we coming to you. If your one is not pushed, it's good. Well, I ain't going to say we're not coming, but praise God, you make it easier for us. Hallelujah. Erico 973, your mic is hot.
Oh, good afternoon. This is Elaine in New Jersey.
Hi, Elaine. How you doing?
Good. Very good.
Wonderful. Elaine, how did you find us today? I don't think I've heard your voice before.
Oh, yeah, you've talked to me before. I listen to you online a lot, but I don't call in. I've been listening to you online for over a year.
Oh, one of my archive listeners. Praise God. Well, we praise God for you listening to us. Amen. That's awesome. Praise God, Elaine. And I just don't recall your voice, but we praise God for you being here with us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl.
When she called in, I was getting ready to say someone is getting ready to press the button. They're concerned about a parent. A parent. I don't know if it's a grandfather, grandmother, a mother, a father, somebody. I don't know who it is, but the Spirit of the Lord said everything is going to work out in divine order. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that he's getting ready to dispatch angels. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to dispatch angels. Hallelujah. And when they come forth with buckets and it's filled with blood. Hallelujah. He said that he's getting ready to allow the angels to pour blood down through the trenches of your family here. Hallelujah. In other words, come on. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's getting ready to put fresh blood in the family here. For every blood generation of curse that was on the family, was coming from camp, whatever it is. God said, the whole side, he's getting ready to sanctify the bloodline.
Woo, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God said.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Elaine, also, Lord told me to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that you are about to walk out of your yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And I don't even know what it means, praise the Lamb of God. But that's exactly what he said. The Lord said, tell her, I said, she is about to walk out of her yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a door. Thank you, Father. I see a door closing on your past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what? There is no lock. Hallelujah. Doorknob on the door. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, you can't go back through it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. God is canceling everything, praise the Lamb, that has ever came against you. Hallelujah. From this day back. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, praise the Lamb of God. God is cutting it off. Hallelujah. And he's giving, when Prophet Dale, now it's making real good sense to me, when Prophet Dale was talking about a fresh bloodline, praise the Lamb of God, this is a new beginning for you, praise the Lamb of God. This is a new start period for you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. You know what? Today is 7/18 too, praise God. It's just ironic that 8 is the number of new beginnings, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And 10 in there would be the number of God's divine order. Praise God. So therefore, God is ordering a new beginning for you. Hallelujah. In this season, praise God, so that this freshness can come over you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to be well with you, daughter. Just keep praising God and doing what you're supposed to do, and God is going to take care of all of the rest. Bertha, is there anything you would like to share?
Woo! Prophet Dale, you just head on the money. That's all I can say. You know, when you came on and Prophet Dale started speaking, the Lord had just showed me how he was pouring his blood on the bloodline curses, the generational curses in your family, and sealing them as of this day. God said there's some prayers that you have spoken unknown to anyone. And there's a releasing of something that you want God to release to you. God said because of your obedience, it has already been released. Just wait on it.
Praise
and
you, Lord.
And that's the word of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah. Elaine, you're blessed of the Lord today. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for calling in today and being
thank
a part
you.
Of the show. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to add to you as confirmation to your word. Our family, my grandson has been, he had just gone through an emotional episode, and I've been praying to God for the last 2 years, Lord, what is it? There's something in the bloodline that, and I'm also a deliverance minister, so I've been praying, God, what is it that we need to repent for? I repented for everything I can think of, you know, for all my fathers, my forefathers, and for me. And trying to, you know, I know it's spiritual what's going on. And so that right there was confirmation that he's pouring the blood in and cleansing, you know, of the curses and everything in the bloodline. So I just prayed about that before I called in.
Hallelujah. No wonder the Lord said he's closing the door on you yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise God. He's cutting all of the past off. Hallelujah. Boy, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. God said the curse is broken. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Oh.
Okay.
I think we're going to run around the house for a while.
Ooh-wee. Right. That ain't a bad
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Prophet Daryl, my God, you tapped into that one. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
God said that the curse is broken off of you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
and
you,
watch
Lord.
This. Because
Hallelujah.
Of your prophetic position, you are the priest of the family.
Mm.
So God is honoring you. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Praise
wow.
the Lamb of
God. Thank you, Lord.
I had to do
Hallelujah.
The same for my family, sweetheart. The Lord had to bring it to my attention that there was a curse over my family. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
who said God isn't a good God?
God is the only God, and he's good.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Boy, people of God, I wouldn't give nothing, hallelujah, for my giftings and my anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, nobody, other prophets. I thank God that he used us the way he does. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve, that he would humble himself.
Awesome.
Hallelujah, to speak through us to each other. Love of God. What manner of love the Father for us. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Elaine, I am excited about your future, because I'm going to tell you this. Things are already getting better. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy. My God. Girl, I wish you would try to make it to our prophetic conference, November the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Praise God.
I will try.
To meet you all. I want to lay hands on you. I want to anoint you with oil. Dale's going to be there. Bertha's going to be there. I'm going to be. Many of us are going to be at the gathering. We want you all to be there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Too.
Go to S-M-I-N-T-L. Praise the Lamb of God. The class is on there now. Just fix the website. It's ready for you to go on. Hit the registration button and push on the prophetic gathering. It will take you to the information. Pick your classes out, all three of them that you want to take. All of this is going to happen over the period of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be there, people of God. Come to Chicago. Plan it. Praise the Lamb of God. Drive. Take the Greyhound. Get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be an awesome time in the city of Chicago. Hallelujah. Let me just interject this also. Tomorrow night, praise the Lamb of God, our prayer call, hallelujah, I want you all to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we're going against the curse of Cain. We are warring against, hallelujah, the curse of Cain. Praise the Lamb, breaking generational curses, hallelujah, especially on the death of our young men. Praise God, hallelujah, of the young men that's dying. So we want you on the prayer call tomorrow night. The show is going to be dedicated to it tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God, and the page all day. Error code 218-632-0550. Error code 218-632-0550. And the code is 626-522. 626-522. And you can call in, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of this powerful prayer meeting that's going to take place at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on tomorrow night. Praise the Lamb of God. That's our weekly prayer call, and we want you to come and be a part of that. Praise the Lamb. I hope you can be on there, Elaine. Hallelujah.
Thank
it would be
you.
A blessing for you to be a part of that also. Boy, oh, boy, I'm excited about Jesus. Well, we got another caller here. We're going to move on. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you, Elaine.
Thank you. God bless.
My God in heaven. Erico 662.
Hi, Shantaya. From
What's your name again?
Shantaya from Mississippi.
Shantaya from Mississippi. What part of Mississippi are you at?
I am in Starkville.
Starkville.
Just by Crawford, Columbus.
Oh, you over there by Columbus. Yeah, Frank. Bishop Makata is down there.
That's my pastor.
Oh, Lord. Well, you tell him, tell him the prophet. Well, he knows me. Praise. I just saw him
at the conference.
Praise the Lamb of God. Shook his hand and what have you. Oh,
yes,
yeah. Bishop McCarter, great man, great ministry. down in Columbus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful day this is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give us your name one more time.
It's Chantea.
It's Chantea.
And I am calling for a specific prayer request just to for prayer regarding my job. We are making some changes here. As of right now, my position is not being affected by that, but it may be down the road.
Okay, and you're just getting a little shaky in your shoes a little bit here. Praise the Lamb. Do you know something, daughter?
Yes, sir.
Your company just might be open because you're there.
Oh, my God.
See, we neglect who we are in God. Praise the Lamb of God. The anointing on your life, the position that you have with Jesus Christ, God will uphold a whole business just because you're there. And if you what they better hope is you don't walk out the door.
Amen.
If you walk out the door, praise the Lamb of God. I gave this testimony. I just want to share this just a little bit just now, and then we're going to let Prophet Daryl and praise the Lamb of God, Bertha, talk with you. But I want to say this to you. I just gave this. The landlord of the building where I lease for our church ministry, praise the Lamb of God, came in the building, and him laughed and talked and embraced. Caucasian brother, he stands down, he talks to me, and we're talking and everything. An angel walked up and put it right in his hand, gave him the rent for the week or the month, whatever. She gave it to him, and then he turned around and looked at me and said, "You know what? I was talking to my trustees, and I was telling them, and I was telling the church, it's not about Prophet Shakespeare paying money, praise the Lamb. It's beyond money now. It's about his presence in this building. Praise
oh,
the Lamb.
Wow. Praise
because the
God.
Glory of the Lord is here because of that man's presence. Praise the Lamb of God and the ministry that he has brought into this building." And he told me, he said, "I won't tell you this. No one will ever put you out of here as long as I'm the pastor of this church." That's what he told me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I'm saying to us, sometimes we don't know the glory and the position. Praise the Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking to me, and I believe especially for you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
God said, "By this time next year."
Uh-huh.
I want you to say this. Say, "By this time next year."
By this time next year.
I'll be promoted. In the business.
In the business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what God says to you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask you, are there any offices there?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I want you to walk by the one that's got your name on it. Because God said you're going to have an office. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
In this business, praise
thank
the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, wait, what did you say, Lord?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise
thank
yes,
you,
Father.
Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Got it. Hallelujah. God said you're going to be over all the others. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, my gosh.
God
and
is just upright on you and have faith in God. God is elevating you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not only in the social work area, but he's elevating you in the spirit. Prophetess, God calls you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. God calls you prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And dreams are yours. Hallelujah. He
visits
you.
Oh, my God, yes.
In the night, shows you mighty things. praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
He does.
God,
he does that now. I'm so afraid when I see like
telling you,
dreams.
I'm telling you that. Praise the Lamb.
Oh,
he
my
does.
God.
Hallelujah. He also wakes you up in the night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my
and call
God.
You into prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. Girl, if you give your time to the Word, hallelujah, give more time to the Word and prayer, hallelujah, you're going to know when somebody pulling up to your house before you hear the engine. They're going to know who it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, don't talk too much. Hey, Prophet.
I just want to tell you that God said it's just newness. It's just new. God is releasing nothing but new things all around you. New promotion, new job, hallelujah, new transportation, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is getting ready to give you a brand new life.
Oh, yes. And I can see it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bertha, you have something to say to your sister?
Prophet, you have just went in my head and taken everything God has shown me. I'm putting you, and just have hope to get in the Word. I'm seeing the Bible open in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, intercessor / prophetess. And
oh,
as he promotes you in the spirit realm of intercession, he is going to promote you in your natural, and you've already just told everything. I'm sitting here. I'm seeing the Bible. I'm seeing the office. I'm seeing intercessor / prophetess. You just don't get in my head to do everything God's showing me.
Oh, my God.
I've heard every word you've spoken.
Thank you, God, for confirmation. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. You got all the
love from the praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, let me tell you something. Don't think it's strange if the Lord give you a word for your employer. Don't think it's strange if he give you a word for your supervisor. You just have to have holy boldness, praise the Lamb of God, and ask God for the timing of release. Hallelujah. Because your promotion is going to be different, praise the Lamb of God, this elevation. God's going to do it. Hallelujah. But there's always a faith action that must, praise the Lamb of God, take place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In order, praise the Lamb of God, for God to do what he said he's going to do. Praise God. So you set yourself ready. Hallelujah. I bless you
hallelujah.
Today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a fruitful prophetic hour has been so far. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I want to see you at the gathering, praise of November 4th, not 4th, y'all didn't mess me up, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, there in Oak Brook, Illinois, right outside the city of Chicago. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be a wonderful time, praise the Lamb of God. Come with us as the glory cloud has moved us from the Detroit area to the Chicago area. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to come be a part, PSMINTL.org, P as in Paul, S as in Shakespeare, M as in Michael, INTL, the acronym for international, .org, praise the Lamb of God, and go there. All the information is there. Those of you who would like to donate, praise the Lamb of God, and help us carry out the ministry of Jesus Christ, there's a donate button there, praise the Lamb of God. You want to buy some product, there's products there, books on the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, young prophetic people, all of you all who are experiencing the prophetic, you need that manual on the prophetic awakening, hallelujah. If you don't invest in your ministry and in the knowledge of your ministry, you're not going to grow, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you that, hallelujah. Then there is an intercessory prayer book there entitled The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish somebody would remind me to call my administrator about my new book. Praise the Lamb of God. Fall on your knees. Hallelujah. It's just about to hit the market, people of God. So get ready for it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. Praise God. No one else is pushing one on the dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Go ahead, Prophet Darrell.
The Lord is speaking to me about you.
About who?
The Lord is speaking to me about you. And
all right.
He told me about you that it is yours. I don't know what you've been asking him for. I don't know what you've been seeking him for. But the Lord said it is yours. I see a mortgage burning. I see a mortgage burning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said he's getting ready to release something in your hands, man of God. Put up a sticky under the whole side. Under the whole sticky under. Come on, did you see him under the old fire? Ya come on, did you see him under the old fire? Put up a sticky under the old fire. He said he's getting ready to release a building in your hand. I saw you burning the mortgage.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Groundbreaking. I don't know what you've been looking for or what you've been seeking for, but I see a groundbreaking. And the Lord allowed me to smell the cement being stirred up. And I see the top being laid. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get ready, man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I see people, oh, my God. I see people sowing. Man of God, these are people sowing big seeds into the ministry.
Jesus.
They make my little old seed look like nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But the Lord is getting ready to do it. And he's doing exceedingly, he said. He's speaking so fast. He's getting ready to do it quick. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And not that, oh, my God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you he's getting ready to do it for your children. He's allowed of Abraham, to rest upon me. Hallelujah. In other words, he's getting ready to bless your seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a bus coming. Hallelujah. I speak to a bus. Because I saw your stuff on the bus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Same Father. Hallelujah.
God,
Prophet Darrell.
He's going to allow the people he's going to touch the people's heart to sow this bus into your ministry. You have spoke a word over somebody's life that's got a contact with this school buses. And God said he's getting ready to touch their heart to sow these seeds into your life. You have spoke the word, and not because you spoke the word, he honored the word that comes out of the mouth of his prophet. God said he's getting ready to do it for you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The name.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Well, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. Sunday, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, hallelujah, that when I walked out of the door from talking to the pastor and got in my car, the Lord said, and I told Angel, the Lord said, I'm about to give you a building that you're not going to have to pay for.
Glory to God.
Then, praise the Lamb of God, received a phone call right after that. As a matter of fact, Sunday night, praise the Lamb of God, and they said to me, God is going to give you another building because, hallelujah, the building that you're in is too small, and the building that he's going to give you going to look too big, but God's going to fill it so fast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This was just prophesied to me. Praise the Lamb. On the show, I don't know, was it yesterday or day before, I mentioned a tour bus, that I wanted a tour bus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that the ministry could go across the land. It was on our conference call. Praise the Lamb of God. Wasn't Bertha on the intercessor's call?
Yes, it was.
I mentioned it on the intercessor's call that, you know, I want a tour bus so that we can take the ministry across the country. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we can carry a lot of people without, you know, booking all those flights and things of that nature. So God is really speaking in this season. Now, watch this. This is what people don't understand. Your confirmation timing is a sign of how fast God's moving on it. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, that's two already, praise the Lamb of God, that I have received. One from a prophet today, one from a prophetess Sunday night. Praise the Lamb of God that gave me the word. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Praise the Lamb of God. I give God praise today. Hallelujah. Boy, we got another caller. Hallelujah. Another 818 California on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine. Is this Cammie?
Yeah, this is Cammie.
How you doing, Cammie?
I'm doing well. Praise God.
Just hallelujah.
Calling in, thanking you again for yesterday. It was such a blessing, and I receive it, and I'm excited for what God is getting ready to do. I'm so excited.
Hallelujah. Well, if his name God, he sure going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You just watch my God, praise the Lamb of God, perform as he always say his good word. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you, God in heaven. Prophet Dale, do you hear anything for your sister?
I just want to tell Cammie that I was sitting here, and as she began to say, yes, thank God for yesterday, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, he wants you to write three checks.
Oh, hallelujah.
Three checks?
Amen.
Life. He wants you to put them in your Bible.
My God.
In these three texts that you write, it's going to be the amount that God is going to bless you with.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I heard him say by the month of September, this money is going to be released to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
So don't go writing him no $300 checks and you know you need more than $300.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'll show you, says God. And he said the moment that you do it, hallelujah, he's going to release it unto you. It's some unexpected money that you're already looking for, but he's going to allow that to be tripled.
Yes.
The Spirit of God. And he said, oh, because of your faithfulness and your obedience, now I got to step in your stuff.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, my goodness gracious Lord. Bertha, anything to say to your sister?
No, the Lord has not given me a word for Tammie, but I got a word for Tammie. Wait on the Lord, and again I say, wait on the Lord and rejoice in what God is doing for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
And Tammie, I'm just going to say this. Write one of them checks out to me. Ministry, not to me, for the ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, there, the Lord spoke to her on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, about that money release. Hallelujah. Tammy is coming. Get your baseball mitt. Praise the Lamb of God and get ready to catch what God is sending your way. Hallelujah. People of God, we are out of time, but let me tell you this. These 2 days of prophetic utterances have been powerful, and this no one can deny. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The response of people and the presence of the Holy Spirit allows you to know that the Spirit has, as the Bible said, it seems well with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask you, praise the Lamb of God, to look in your heart. If you've been blessed, praise the Lamb of God, consider supporting the ministry at psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you. Thank you, Prophet Dale, my brother. Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha, you know I love Bertha Pruitt. Praise God. Hallelujah. My own daughter there and an intercessor on our page there at PSM. I love you. I love you. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to pray heaven down. We're going to discuss this dilemma, praise the Lamb of God, of the Cain syndrome in our society. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. I'll talk to you tomorrow, knowing that God is making all of us brand new.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. I'm the